I've been asked to talk about the Leadership for Learning framework, or blueprint, that we use in a number of Australian projects. And probably the easiest way to do it is to talk about a diagram that we use to illustrate the framework. At the centre of this diagram is the concept of moral purpose, that is, to ensure that what we do in education makes a difference to the lives of children through learning. And in the case that we're using this Leadership for Learning framework in Australia, we're concerned about improving the literacy lives, or the literate lives, of children through improvements in reading. You'll see around the centre of this diagram, it is backed by the concept of discipline dialogue related to a sound or strong evidence base. And that evidence base is qualitative and quantitative evidence related to children's learning and the performance or attainment that they have in reading. There's absolutely every good reason why teachers and school leaders should use a strong evidence base about the accomplishments that their children are achieving and become literate themselves in the use of data and evidence to inform what they're doing. Around the outside of this diagram, you'll see five other dimensions or domains of activity in which principals and teachers working together influence the way in which learning takes place in the schools in which they're working. At the top of the diagram, you'll see the concept of active participation in professional learning or professional development. And this is critical to improving learning in schools. It works best in our experience in the Australian context, where principals and teachers work together to improve their knowledge and understanding and practice. And that is supplemented, if you go to the bottom right-hand side of the diagram, by a strong coordination and cooperation in curriculum teaching and learning, including the monitoring of teaching and learning, so that there is a clear commitment across the school to school-wide approaches and practices. On the right-hand side of the diagram, you'll see the term the conditions of learning. And here, teachers and principals need to take account of the physical, the social, and the emotional conditions of learning, as well as the resource-based connections that are critical in supporting what it is that are the learning priorities that they're taking on board. In our case, of course, it's making sure there's good, strong resource alignment for reading, as well as, of course, clear emotional support, such as the celebration of children's achievement when progress clearly is being made by them. The other physical facilities, of course, that are part and parcel of the school environment have to be taken into account if learning is going to be engaging for children in places where they want to work, where they feel comfortable, and so on. If you go over to the left-hand side of the diagram, you'll see immediately the concept of shared leadership, where schools need to be organised so that the way in which they wish to approach learning priorities engages teachers in cooperative endeavour, the notion of communities of practice, where there is no such thing necessarily as positional leadership taking the foreground, but teachers taking a key role in working together to put in place those things that are agreed that lead to improvement in children's reading, in our case. The last of the dimensions that you see on the diagram is the need for teachers and school leaders to make connections beyond the school into outreach with parents and community members in support of what they are doing within the school. This is often a very hard dimension to get active engagement within projects in which we've been involved, particularly in low SES environments or difficult environments where perhaps second or third languages become problematic. But it is an area where together principals and teachers clearly need to take account of what they're doing and move beyond the school gate in support of the learning priority that they have in front of them. So there you have it. That's an adaptation of the Leadership for Learning set of five principles. a little extension, but by and large, the five principles from the Cambridge-led Leadership for Learning project are embedded in the way in which this particular blueprint is being employed in Australian schools. By the way, we mention in using a blueprint that architects create blueprints, but it's actually builders and practitioners that make them work. And you know very well that that is not something that automatically implies that the blueprint is actually right.